Management Bureau Chief to do the presentation.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, again, Eric Roberts, Fisheries Management Bureau Chief with the Fisheries Division. I'm just going to give a very brief overview of 20 proposals that are before you as far as changes go for this year, for the 2021 fishing regulations. The fishing regulation setting process conducted on a four-year cycle. We just did a large-scale review last year. Our next big public scoping effort and public outreach effort is expected to occur in 2023 to be implemented for the 2024 regulations. So this year is considered an off-cycle year. During an off-cycle year, many reg changes need to meet one or more of five criteria. That's either clarifications, enforcement, conservation, relevancy, or management plans. All the proposals before you today meet one or more of these criteria. If approved by the department, we'll release these tentative regulations out for public comment. We'll put those out for at least 30 days. Due to COVID concerns, we're not planning any open houses like we normally would, but we're going to plan some additional outreach through social media, work with our ComEd folks to see if we can identify other ways that we can get the word out about these proposals that we're changing, and then or these proposed changes. And then, like I said, there's 20 that we have. That's in the packet that was sent to you. There are a couple of proposals in that are different. I want to highlight those two, and then I'll open it up to the commission to any questions. The first one that I wanted to point out is proposal number one. This is a Western District Walleye Catch, Kill, and Report regulation. What we're proposing is a little bit different than what is in your packet. And so what goes out to the public is more what I'll describe here. The intent of this proposal is to stop the illegal introduction of walleye in the Western Fishing District, especially in FWP Region 1. In recent years, catch, kill, report regulations have been put in place to combat illegal introductions in Swan Lake and Upper Thompson Lake. This regulation is expected to expedite the discovery of illegally introduced walleye and provide the opportunity to take action before a population becomes established. It additionally capitalizes the use of angling as a tool for discovering illegal walleye introductions. This walleye management measure is not intended to change walleye management in the Clark Fork River reservoirs. So we modified the language that we're presenting to you today. We modified the language to reflect that walleye captured below Thompson Falls Dam, so basically Noxon Rapids and Cabinet Gorge reservoirs, are not required to be harvested. So that specific language is just adding on to the packet that you have before you. We just added the statement, does not include Clark Fork reservoirs downstream of Thompson Falls Dams. See exceptions for the Clark Fork River. And then in the Clark Fork River exceptions, we add an additional exception for Thompson Falls Dam to the Idaho border, walleye, no limit. So that's basically our current strategy there for managing in the reservoirs. So the intention of this change is not intended to change our walleye management strategies for the Clark Fork reservoirs below Thompson Falls Dam. And then one other area that I wanted to point out that's slightly different than the packet that you had in proposal four for Flathead River, proposed changes for clarification. In that last bullet point, we intended to strike out the bass regulation on that. And so that last bullet on that proposal four for Flathead River, we want to remove that bass exception that is in there. So this would essentially adopt the district-wide bass regs for that water body, and that also better lines up with our bass management strategies for the area, but also the CSKT bass management regulations that they have in place on the reservation. One other that I want to point out that is unique, we're proposing a daily bag limit for crayfish on McGregor Lake. The department does have authority through rule to regulate crayfish through annual rulemaking, which is basically what we're discussing today. There are concerns of overharvest of crayfish in McGregor Lake. Apparently they can grow quite large there. And plus there's an illegal introduction of smallmouth bass in that lake. And so there's concerns of the over of just harvest for human consumption and also consumption by smallmouth bass, putting a lot of pressure on that crayfish population. It is a native crayfish population there. So we do propose a daily bag limit for crayfish in McGregor Lake. Several other proposals before you, but those are sort of the main ones that I wanted to point out today. Those are what we expect to hear most public comment on, or they're the ones that are sort of outside of just what we ordinarily propose, especially in an off-cycle year. With that, I'm available for questions. Dr. Rice is available, as well as a few of our fisheries managers out in the field are also available for any questions you guys may have.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission approve the proposed tentative fishing regulations for public comment.
Second.
The motion and a second. Any comment or questions from the commission?
Just a real quick question, being I'm not totally familiar with that. The Noxon Reservoir is on the Clark Fork below, so those regulations on walleye killed does not extend to that. Is that correct?
Commissioner Stuker, that is correct.
Thank you.
Any further comments or discussion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to make sure that we don't have any documentation in hand for this, but as modified, I guess that's adequate language to make sure that everybody understands what we're saying.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second. These are proposed regulations that are going to go out for comment. Any comment from the public on these off-year proposed regulation changes? Any public comment?
Chair Colton, commissioners, we do have a couple of public comments.
Okay, *9 and you'll be acknowledged, and just go ahead and when you're unmuted, please state your name and provide your comment. And remember, sometimes, there we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Again, for the record, Clayton Elliott with Montana Trout Unlimited. Just wanted to stand in support of moving this process down the line and sending these out for public comments. We're excited, and I think that there are a couple of proposals here related to illegal fish introductions, particularly in the Western District, both walleye and the revision to the crappie regulations in the Western District that I think send a strong signal on these illegal introductions and help move us in the right direction to tackling this problem from a more systemic approach rather than the piecemeal catch-kill report that we've been tackling. But I'll save more substantive comments on a number of these for our written comments. And again, just appreciate the department of putting these forward and moving the process down the line. Thank you.
Mr. Elliott, further comment on the proposed fishing regulations?
Mr. Friedenberg, did you have a public comment?
Yes, thanks for all of you for sticking in there. I'm the Secretary Treasurer of Flathead Valley Trout Unlimited, and we wholeheartedly address these regulation changes in regard to walleye and crappie. We would prefer, I guess, that the lower Clark Fork was included, but we understand for practical reasons why it's not. But I have a perspective on this as a person who grew up here in the Flathead Valley. And I can tell you that in 50 years, I scarcely recognize most of the fisheries around this valley relative to what we once had. So I think it's necessary. We've addressed a lot of these problems with kind of a whack-a-mole approach where when something shows up, we try to deal with it. But I think this comprehensive approach is much preferred. So thank you.
Thank you. Further public comment?
Chair Colton, seeing no more public comments.
Okay. Any further comment or discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carries.